Kalim chapter 1, Mishnah 9. Baina ulam lam is bayach. So we're still doing the different levels of sanctity. You know, we're going from holy to holy. As we get to the holy of holies, as we work through the temple, it's going up in holiness. So between the ulam and the lam is bayach, between the altar and the building, right? The antechamber, the building that was there. Mekudash mimene. So that obviously is now a higher level of sanctity than previously, than the kahanim's, you know, than the courtyard, the kahanim courtyard. Shein bale mumin, that a bale mumin, meaning a kohen who was at a blemish, he wasn't allowed to enter there. Wasn't allowed to enter there. Because that's where the service was done, you know. So, and if he couldn't do the service, so. But he has an interesting one. Furay Rosh, someone with, he's translated as wild hair, but says the Kati, it means someone who hasn't had a haircut for 30 days. His hair hasn't been cut for 30 days. So that is considered a kohen with wild hair, and he's not allowed to enter there. And then he also brings that, according to some, the Rambam, this is according to Torah law. According to others, they arrive at only by rabbinical law. But either way, 30 days, if he hasn't had a haircut for 30 days, he's not allowed in that area. He's not allowed past that area. Yeah. Interesting, huh? Heichel Mekudash Mimenis. Now, obviously, the building itself, right, is more holy. And if you remember, there's different chambers in there. There's the antechamber, like the entrance. Then it went into the holy, and then the holy of holies. There were three parts to it. So Heichel Mekudash Mimenis, that's more holy. She'ein Nichnas L'Sham Shelo Rachutz Yadam V'Raglam. You can't enter there. The Kohen couldn't enter there if he hadn't washed his hands and his feet from the laver, from the where they used to wash. Kodesh HaKadosh Mekudash Mahen, and then the Holy of Holies, that's the holiest. She'ein Nichnas L'Sham El Kohen Gadol V'Yom HaKippurim V'Shias Avoida. Only the Kohen Gadol, only on Yom Kippur, and only at the time of the Avoida could enter into the Holy of Holies. You couldn't just go in there if you wanted. You could only go in there to do an Avoida. Amar Rabbi Yosi, says Rabbi Yosi, Chamishat Devarim Baina Ulam V'Lim Mizbayach Shavu L'Heichel. There are five areas where the between the Ulam and the Mizbayach is the same as the Heichel. And what are they? She'ein Baalei Mumin, it's Baalei Mum, can't go in there. The Kohen has got a blemish. Some of these we've already mentioned, but he's going to add some on. Upore Rosh, someone hasn't had a haircut. Ushtuya Yain, a Kohen who's had some wine, who's had wine to drink. He's also not allowed to enter into there. Vishilora Chutzidam Raglam, he hasn't washed his hands and feet, also can't enter. Nichnasim Masham, can't enter there. Uforshim Ibana Ulam Lamizbayach Bishar Sakatora. And they must withdraw from that section, from the Ulam, the antechamber, and from between the antechamber and the altar at the time of burning the incense. So they had to clear out of that section when they offered up the daily incense, they had to clear out of that section. They weren't allowed to be in that section.